Hi, how are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Your friend showed up. How is the road going?
It was delightful.
Hi, Commissioner. How are you? Thanks for the water bottle. That's very nice. Very nice. Thank you. Okay.
I'm pulling out too.
Okay. So be careful. Good morning, everybody. It's so nice to see you all here. How many of you are here in the City Council chambers for the first time? Raise your hand. Well, we're glad that you're here. There are a few protocols of the chamber, and they've been true for many, many years. And their purpose is to do everything that we can to make everyone who shows up here, regardless of whether you agree with whatever's being said at the microphone or not, to do everything we can to really make people feel comfortable to put forward their point of view. So we actually, these protocols exist to invite disagreement and debate or agreement. So there's no clapping. There's no hooting, no hollering, no burping, no noise of any kind. If you like something, then you're welcome to do that in a nonverbal way. You can do jazz fingers if you like something. You give a thumbs up. We've added more options over the years. The Occupy movement also has if you like something, it's a version of jazz fingers, I think. The whole jazz hands is the thumb included. If you don't like something, you're welcome to do this. But it really is it's part of what we're trying to do here in terms of really keep the focus on the substance of what being said, keep the focus on who's saying it. The other thing is that five of you have signed up for the council
communications.
Thank you. It's a new year. Communications, and that is just simply 3 minutes for five people to say whatever they want. It's not an interaction with the council. And it really is your time, if you've signed up for that, to have your say. The other thing is, if you're a lobbyist, ironic if you're here to talk about corporate personhood, but if you're a lobbyist, then you need to disclose that under local law. We have a local lobbying disclosure and reporting, and it requires you, as you introduce yourself, to report that you're authorized to speak for another group, another business, what have you. And then finally, we call in the order that folks signed up on the calendar, and you'll have 3 minutes. We only want your name. We do not want your address. We do not want your phone number nor your email address as well. We're really glad that you're here. You are welcome to stay for the entire meeting. We should be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Not really. You're also welcome to go after communications. We will not be offended. We really appreciate you being here. So with that, good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2012. It's 9:30 a.m. The City Council will come to order. Carla, Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Did you get some time off?
Just a few days, yes.
A few days. What'd you do?
Mostly hung around.
Yeah. It's a nice place to hang around.
It is.
Can you please call the roll?
Mm-hmm. Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Adams.
Here, quorum is present. We shall proceed, beginning with communications. Can you please read the title for communications item number one? Oh, but before we do that, we do the president of the council? Okay, who is the president of the council?
I move that Commissioner Fish be president of the council for the next 6 months.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Can you please call the vote on the motion?
Leonard?
Aye.
Aye. Fish?
In the interest of time, I'll waive my acceptance speech, but thank you for the confidence you placed in me. And for those of you new to this, this happens by rotation. This is not merit-based. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Congratulations. Can you please bestow the placard, former President Fish, Fritz, to President Fish?
Thank you.
All right. Now, would you please read the title for City Council item number one?
Request of Mary Nichols to address council regarding invitation to city officials to discuss particular cooperation points with Occupy Portland at a general assembly.
Mary Nichols, are you here? Mary Nichols. All right, maybe she'll show up a little later. Can you please read council calendar item number 2?
Request of Jeff Stokey to address council regarding referring to the Portland voters a resolution that corporations are not people, money is not speech, and the U.S. Constitution should be amended.
And is Jeff? Jeff, please come forward. Mr. Stokey, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Jeff Stokey. I am speaking for Move to Amend Portland. Corporate personhood may seem an abstract and distant issue, the concern of faraway Supreme Court justices, Wall Street boardrooms, and D.C. political wonks. But I believe this is very much a local issue. Multinational corporations have become so powerful that they affect every aspect of our lives, what we eat and drink, how we care for our health, how we communicate, what information we receive, how we get from place to place, even what laws we are subject to. This vast corporate power is largely based on the concept of corporate personhood. When citizens of Boston threw tea into their harbor in 1773, they were protesting against the British East India Company, a corporation chartered by the British Crown and given a monopoly on tea. The corporation had overextended itself, involved itself in foreign wars, and was badly hurt by the 1770 famine in India. To avoid bankruptcy, it lobbied the British Parliament to forgive its duty on tea that was re-exported to the colonies. And to make up for the lost revenue, Parliament taxed the American colonists for the tea, to the colonists, a very local issue. I hope bells of recognition are going off in heads all over the room. I believe it is no accident that there are many parallels between the British East India Company and current affairs. In the recent West Coast port shutdowns, the Occupy movement was acting very much in the spirit of those Boston patriots who locally disrupted global marine trade. One current local example, today Walmart imports many cheap products from the Far East to stock the shelves of its local big box stores. This in turn undercuts many local businesses, driving them out of business, taking earnings away from the local economy, affecting the local tax base. When local citizens raise an outcry and organize to prevent Walmart from moving into their neighborhoods, this corporate giant cries foul and cites the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. On what grounds? Corporate personhood. Because the courts consider it a person, Walmart claims that local residents cannot discriminate against it, just as local residents cannot discriminate against African Americans and prevent them from moving into a neighborhood. The irony is that the legal basis for corporate personhood is the 14th Amendment, intended to protect freed slaves after the Civil War, a law that was used by large railroad corporations in the late 1800s to influence the Supreme Court to start granting corporations the rights of people. Because we, the American people, need to form a more perfect union, I ask the Portland City Council to, 1, pass a resolution consistent with suggestions provided by Move to Amend Portland, and 2, refer to Portland voters the question of whether we, the people of this city, believe that our U.S. Constitution should be amended to clearly state that corporations are not persons and money is not speech. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stokey. Appreciate it. It's good exercise, too, isn't it? Can you please read the title for City Council item number 3?
Request of Donna Noonan to address council regarding a constitutional amendment that corporations are not people and money is not free speech.
Yeah. Hi, welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm Donna Noonan. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for allowing me to address your meeting about corporate personhood this morning. I ask you to vote for a resolution and to send a referral to the voters in support of an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I'm sorry, I'm really nervous.
You're doing great. Do you want to move that microphone a little closer to you so we can, there you go.
Okay. To the U.S. Constitution that states that corporations are not people and money is not free speech. We've been building a movement in Portland since before the Citizens Court since before the Supreme Court decided Citizens United almost 2 years ago, when they decided once again that corporations have the rights of people, and this time allowed unlimited corporate spending on so-called independent political campaigns. Since then, we have gathered over 1,600 signatures on petitions that support an amendment to the Constitution. And just in the past 2 weeks, we have gathered 999 online signatures and 504 signatures on these cards in support of this petition, of our position. We also have endorsements from the Multnomah County Democratic Party and other political parties, from unions such as Labor's Local 483, AFSCME, and others, from Jobs with Justice, neighborhood associations, and other groups and organizations. This demonstrates the tremendous support that exists in Portland for amending the Constitution. Thank you, Mayor Adams, for bringing this issue to the City Council. I appreciate also Senator Merkley's interest in passing an amendment. However, the Merkley-Udall proposal does not solve the problem. It doesn't even address the issue of corporate personhood that has so corrupted our democracy. It focuses only on the issue of money as speech. Senator Merkley has stated he's not wedded to his proposal, and we believe that he will back a stronger amendment if shown the support to do so. We have your back, Mayor Adams. We have your back, City Councilors. As you can see, we will support a stronger resolution than you have proposed. We won't support a weaker one, and we want to be on your side. The cities of Los Angeles and Duluth, Minnesota have passed resolutions that are much closer to what we would like to see Portland City Council approve. I've got copies for you. Also, we, the citizens of Portland, want to vote. Only through
I'll give you a little more time. And Boulder did that, right? Boulder, Colorado voted?
Yes, yep. They did. Only through a referral to the voters can we educate Portland voters and get them involved in the political process to reclaim our democracy. People want to be involved in this issue. In Madison, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and Missoula, Montana, they've sent referrals to the voters, and they have passed by 75 to 84% in every case. We know we can do this in Portland, and we want the opportunity to do so. The language for a referral I also have for you. I ask you to pass a strong resolution and refer to the people a measure to amend the Constitution stating that corporations are not people and that money is not free speech. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your testimony. Thank you all for your work. I really have appreciated the feedback. I took 2 weeks off, so I'm coming back to your feedback and looked at it yesterday, and we'll look at it again. And please, if you would, here, I'll take those just so that you feel fully satisfied. I'm going to have to write everybody back now.
These are cards. There's some more cards that you find this morning.
Great. And keep getting the card signed and the petition signed. It really does help.
We will. And here is a copy of the things I said were attached, and we'll have more. Thank you.
All right. Can you please read the title for City Council item number 4?
Mm-hmm. A request of Michael D. Krupp to address Council regarding ideas for future municipal economic progress.
Mr. Michael Krupp, please come forward. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You know, sometimes I think I'm talking to myself around here.
Could you move the mic a little closer, Mr.
Krupp? I'm sorry. Thanks. Yeah. I didn't want to get on it.
You're good.
Okay. You know, sometimes I think I'm talking to myself around here. It's still fun, since I'm easily amused by the opportunity to speak my mind. Commissioner Fritz rightly posts, "This is what democracy sounds like." Today it sounds like it has a cold. The rest of this gripe from a rabbler goes thus. Commissioner Leonard, sir, I address you as a huge ear that you may then put this soundtrack into the right ear of your dark lord. We are an ancient people. This knowledge of our oneness and with one another and the world has been disrupted continuously and for so many generations that we had forgotten that which we need not know in the first place. We feel this. It is certainty herself. You're a bully not only in the simple sense, but you greatly exceed the formerly acceptable gentleman bully boy behavior. Like Godzilla, you wreak a wide swath of devastation with you. Flailing tail, fire breath, and all the while beating your chest, ever so deserved and deserving. You are now a gigantic Macy's Thanksgiving Parade balloon Godzilla of yourself, led by a tiny tether and praying to your plutonic progenitor that some little wise guy like me doesn't have a BB gun. The last stampede of you red-eyed cowbulls is done. Father's gone from fissile to futile to facile, and a fatter bit of fodder than ye is few and far between. I accede to your pyroclastic tar father's philosophy that there is corporate personhood. They can keep this appellation as it means a mask. They huddle behind walls as the 1%. We are the people. We are individual, loving people. Human is spelled H-U-E-M-A-N, the 99. So many others like you who find themselves singing in the flame might well learn from the strongest and loudest local looter. Crime doesn't pay, but it voluntarily pays back. If Al Capone had led a local loser and all of them like him to turn themselves in, even the mean queen of FBI would cut him a plea. He could get out and die of syphilis at home with his loved ones. Sorry.
Thank you for spending time here to give us your
Thank
thoughts.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Can you please read the title for council calendar item number 5?
Request of Moses Rosen to address council regarding the plight of the homeless and illegality of sleep acquisition for those without homes and the urgent need for real solutions.
Moses Rosen. All right. And did Mary Nichols show up? All right. So we're gonna take a 5-minute break. For those of you that want to stay, you just remain seated. For those of you that need to get on with your day, we're about to get into the rest of the agenda, so we're gonna take just a 5-minute break. So those that do need to leave and are in the middle of the aisles, give you an opportunity. So really appreciate you being here today and look forward. We'll be having conversations and we'll get back to you with changes to the draft by the end of the week. Thanks.